fashioned. I can't understand this art. If I saw the sculpture somewhere on the street, I would definitely think it's a heap of garbage.
Yeah, especially these bronze sculptures, but what's his name?
Oh, Thomas Schütte.
Yeah, exactly. These bronze sculptures in a huge empty room, they really look weird. It seems that they are made of shit. This space should have been filled with something worthy. And you know, the most dreadful thing about this exhibition is that everyone except us admired it. Even though no one seems to have understood the idea of that piece of crap.
That's why contemporary art needs long explanations. For example, that masterpiece, a torn piece of paper. The artist created this in 1 second, or more likely, he found it in the garbage. And did you read the text about this object?
No, not really.
Well, you want to figure out the meaning of this crap, you read the explanation and you finally find out that it's about philosophy, the meaning of life, the rights of Native Americans, panda babies and so on.
Of course, true art doesn't need any explanation. We still remember great artists like Da Vinci or Monet. But our descendants remember Thomas Schütte, who created those shit men? He obviously created the sculpture while he was sitting on the toilet.
Yeah, really?
Do you remember that sculpture at the back of the Sydow Main Station?
Sure, it's weird. I think he was on drugs, this artist.
It shows a man with his guts out and another man vomiting. It weighs about 40 tons of stainless steel and is pretty expensive. What a waste of material.
You're right, it's really ridiculous. Several centuries ago, a work of art had to be beautiful and priceless to be called a masterpiece. And nowadays, art seems to be good business. The materials get cheaper, the prices rise. All you need to do is to tear a piece of paper and to find a good PR agent who will write a very sophisticated review for you.
I think that people who write those texts don't even look at the paintings. Maybe artists simply buy already written explanations? I understand. Contemporary art is the art of creating a good review, or something worthless and meaningless.
Well, it was good of us that we put chewing gum on one of the sculptures. They will definitely remove the squeezed can of cola from the gallery and no one will see this anymore.
Have you already read today's news on Facebook about that exhibition?
No, I don't really recall this while I'm eating. Do you want to make sure that they removed the silly sculpture?
I'm sure they did, but it's interesting for me to learn whether it was made public that someone stole it with chewing gum. Can you open that page, please, for me?
Of course. Okay, the first headline says, "The furious quintessence of polymolecular enlightenment was sold for $100 million. No, they didn't write about that can of cola.
Wait, but this quintessence is the name of the sculpture we spoil?
Really? Is that the name of the squeezed can of cola? The brilliant sculpture of Tom Krepa became 21st century's greatest masterpiece after the artist has spoiled his own work.
Really?
It symbolizes the indifference of life and the severe world we live in. The cruel world where a person can betray his dearest creation.
Oh my god. It's about a simple can of cola. He lies so much that he made us believe he has done this by himself.
If it's so easy to become a well-known artist, we can do this ourselves and become stinker rich.
That's a great idea.
Welcome to my exhibition. I'd like to present my brilliant masterpiece. I have been working on the sculpture for a year and a day. The meaning of my creation is so deep that I can't even put it into words.
It's about racial minorities, the problem of global warming, grief, mourning, and LGBT movement in Aboriginal Australian culture, and rights of transgender, vegan, feminist squirrels.
I'm sorry, but do you really think that people are so stupid to believe that a simple cigarette has such a tremendous significance to the world problems? Simple cigarette? Come on! That's nonsense!
Oh, poor girl. 1 year ago, I used to be as silly as you. But now, I'm enlightened and famous. You simply don't understand art.